Okay, so maybe if you just start by saying where you've come from to come to the gathering.
Yeah, I'm from Birmingham IMC.
What were you hoping to come from this particular gathering?
We've been planning this gathering for quite long and it didn't happen. It's been dragging on and on. And it's finally happened and there was so much to discuss and agree on. I mean, in general, in the media seems to be facing a lot of problems and challenges, like the new web reality, and it's grown so big it needs rethinking, and there are new challenges, editorial, technical, political. So we kind of all feel like that, and some of those issues were quite addressed at this meeting and we agreed on some stuff. Hopefully we'll go back and try to work on them.
You've mentioned there are a lot of kind of issues to deal with. Do you feel more confident now, having been at the gathering, that some of those are starting to be dealt with and there is a process in place?
Yeah, of course I do, yeah. For example, like, we've agreed on some new list rules and that hopefully would solve the problem of lists being not such a nice place, and also like a new editorial guideline and stuff like this, so hopefully that would make things better for indie media admins.
It's a big question, but what do you see as the future of indie media, certainly short term?
That was the main discussion, I think, this meeting. I would hope it would regain its once revolutionary presence and relevance to the movement by adapting to the new reality. Otherwise, we'll just sit down and watch it dying. So yeah, hopefully with these new proposals, both technical and structural, we'll do that. And we're even expanding beyond this activist ghetto. There was talk about community focused news and providing space for different groups and this kind of stuff.